Hear now the word of the Lord, as it is written in the work Apocalypse Explained, a portion of 951. It is not believed in the world that the love of ruling from the mere delight of ruling, and the love of possessing goods from the mere delight of possession, conceal in themselves all evils, and also a contempt for and rejection of all things pertaining to heaven and the church. Because man is stirred up by the love of self and the love of the world to doing good to the church, the country, society, and the neighbor by making good deeds honorable and looking for reward. Therefore, this love is called by many the fire of life and the incitement to great things. But it is to be known that so far as these two loves regard uses in the first place and self in the second, they are good. While so far as they regard self in the first place and uses in the second, they are evil. Since man then does all things for the sake of self and consequently from self, and thus in every last thing he does, there is self and what is his own, which regarded in itself is nothing but evil. But to regard uses in the first place and self in the second is to do good for the sake of the church, the country, society, and the neighbor. And the goods that man does to these for the sake of these are not from man, but from the Lord. The difference between these two is like the difference between heaven and hell. Man does not know that there is such a difference because from birth and thus from nature he is in these loves. And because the delight of these loves continually flatters and pleases him. Reading further from the word of the Lord as it is written in the work True Christian Religion, a portion of 123. The Lord's combat against hell may be compared, though imperfectly, to a conflict with all the wild beasts on the earth and their slaughter and subjugation, until not one of them dares come forth to attack any man who is in the Lord. So that if the man but shows a threatening countenance, his enemy instantly shrinks back. By a like divine power, the Lord fights at this day against hell and every man who is being regenerated. For hell attacks all such with diabolical fury. And unless the Lord resisted and tame that fury, man could not but succumb. For hell is like one monstrous man or like a huge lion, with which indeed it is compared in the word. Therefore, unless the Lord kept that lion or monster bound hand and foot, a man, when rescued from one evil, would of necessity fall into another, and later into many more. Here end our lessons. Blessed are they who hear the word of God and keep it. Amen.